you can go through hard times and still make it out and still make something good come out of it all.
Make something amazing come out of it all.
Yeah.
Sure.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to another episode of Questionably Awesome. Where we?
Hey, Lori.
What's up, Evans, my co-host? Now we are Zooming. We don't get to be in person, but this has been pretty fun too, because I feel like you're bringing in a lot of news from the Eastern Midwest.
It's pretty cool over here.
Yeah, she's 3 hours ahead. So she always lets me know what the future looks like. She says it looks bright. The sun is out.
Yeah, it looks bright. And good things are coming your way in the next three hours.
My God, I love that you're in the future. It's very exciting. And you guys, if you have not tuned into one of these episodes, you can expect a really fun time. This is not going to be like my other episodes. This is the episode where we are super silly and we answer all of your questions. So if you're in a serious mood this morning, tune out, get out of here, go to a different episode. Go to an interview. This isn't going to be the one that you're going to enjoy, because if you're like one of those crabby pants this morning, you're going to be real upset at the fact that we might make you laugh.
Yeah, you'll probably not like it. And that's okay.
That's okay too. But okay. All I'm saying, just get on out.
How are you doing with the quarantine?
How am I doing with the quarantine? We have dropped into a routine. And I've been training for this my whole life. I told Chris, I said, you know what? We were on a walk and it was like pretty dead out and nothing was open and there were no people around. I was like, yeah. You know what? This is exactly like growing up in the Midwest. I was like, the only thing there is to do is to drink, go find some train tracks and maybe have some sex with random people. So
that's what I'm doing here while I'm in the Midwest. You just described my routine.
Well, that's grown up in the Midwest. So, and then maybe like go find someone's house to go watch a movie at, but you can't really do that.
Yeah.
So, and I couldn't find anyone anyway in the Midwest. So it didn't matter. I wasn't able to even get into trouble because I couldn't find anyone. You know that street that you cruised? Did you have a main street or a third street that you just went up and down looking for anyone that resembled like a teenager? Yes. Well, hey, by the way, I was a teenager at the time. This is not what I'm doing right now. Let's clarify. I was a teenager looking for other teenagers. Okay, good. Now that that's out of the way.
We've all been there.
Yeah. I was like, no, I cannot cruise Third Street for the 15th time not finding any other kids my age. Thanks. Clarify again.
It's just that time now because there's nothing. What do you do? But you're saying you're good about, you guys got in a routine.
We're in a routine. Well, obviously we work from home. So we were used to working from home. Our team is not here. So a couple things that we are that's different is we have a puppy who likes to bark and eat anything in sight. So that has been interesting, just juggling, you know, having all of these different calls and Zoom calls and recordings with a puppy. That's been crazy because it's like 24/7. You have to keep your eyes on the dog. Yeah. So that's interesting. But other than that, like everything is really great. We are trying to stay in a routine. When either one of us get really frustrated, we have kind of this rule of like no frustration for more than like 3 to 5 minutes, because this is it, you guys, there's nowhere to go. So it's, I think this is either teaching people how to get a divorce faster, or it's teaching people how to solve your problems faster. Cause it's not like you can be like, well, screw you, I'm going out with the girls. No can do.
No can do. Your girls can't come.
Girls can't come. And you're like, screw you, I'm going to the dining room. Yeah, that's not as impactful, you know?
No,
you like, I'm going to go drink wine and 20 feet away. Jerk.
It's weird. And I'll be honest, I've been really cranky. And this morning, I don't know what changed, but I was like, you know what? I'm getting my butt up and I'm just not going to be this way anymore because I'm tired of myself.
Oh, yeah. I did my podcast yesterday because I was a little like, I had a percentage of myself I wasn't really loving. And I was like, oh, that quote by, I think it's Yogi Berra. Yeah. He's the, right? That's right.
Yeah.
Not Yogi right. The bear, Yogi Berra.
Yeah.
He exactly. says, wherever you go, there you are. And I was like, oh, this is the time where we are all either going to be able to meet our highest selves, or we are going to realize that the problem has never been with the external world. It's always been with this muchacho right here.
Yep. Right here.
This one that won't go away. This one attached to the finger pointing at herself.
At myself. Yeah. It's so sobering when you're like, dang it, I guess I did cause all these problems.
Damn it, I'm the problem. Shit.
Oh well.
Can't run from yourself. You can try. Nope. That'd be like, I don't even know what that would be like, playing hide and seek with your body inside of a closet and your arm out.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
We're going to maybe just edit that out of the podcast. Okay. So number one, I need to know how quarantining with, oh my God, we should make a new drink called the Quarantini.
Oh, I would love a Quarantini right now.
It should consist of vodka and weed. And it should just wipe out any emotions or feelings from the day.
Yeah, just an upper and a downer.
Together.
A bounce.
You meet in the middle and you're balanced. You're like...
Very healthy.
And the garnish, instead of olives, will just be like three little broccoli florets so that you feel very healthy. Quarantini.
I can use some broccoli right now.
Yeah, does your colon need a good brushing?
I think it does. I'm not eating enough vegetables, so I got to work on that.
Veggies are tough to find there.
It's nobody's fault but my own. You know, like I have the power to go get vegetables. What am I doing?
You know what? The power is yours. Don't fool yourself. Everywhere you go, there you are. So
exactly.
Go get your damn self to the grocery store to get some vegetables. You're going to feel better. Maybe that's why you're crappy.
I think it is, Lori. I don't think I've been eating enough green stuff.
Oh, if I don't eat greens and I'm in the Midwest, I'm not kidding. Like my whole family knows now. They're like, okay, Lori needs a salad. Lori needs X, Y, and Z because she is no fun if she starts eating only beige food.
It's true. It messes with you.
Oh, I turn into a monster.
I'm kind of turning into one, but I'm reeling it in.
I'm proud of you. So what's it like living in the house with Adam's family?
It's very nice.
Okay, well, we're going to get under the PC layers. No, I'm just kidding. She actually, it's probably the nicest family ever. But how are you guys balancing, figuring out your routines? Because I don't care if you live with, who's a really great family? Who's on The Sound of Music?
What's the name of that family?
I don't care if you live with The Sound of Music family.
Yeah.
You're still going to have some problems.
Exactly.
With yourself.
I think, and it's, what's really nice about Adam's parents is they understand that we all are trying to find a routine together. So everyone kind of tries their best to give each other space. And I find that waking up early helps me and just going out for a walk by myself is what I need to do every day because I can get really crabby if I don't do that. And it's definitely different, but I'm also just trying to be like, when else am I going to get time to know his side of the family like this? And we've been doing really fun things like watching TV together after dinner at night. So it's been really special. It's like, you don't get to have family dinners all the time. When else do you get to do this?
You don't really get to sit and like have company and watch TV together or play games, you know? Have you guys played any games yet?
We haven't played any games yet. Oh, but we did do our French themed dinner.
Yes. We need the follow up. How was that? Did you wear the outfits?
They wore like Adam's mom found a beret and, Adam actually shaved a mustache for the occasion.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
It's really fun. And we played French music and our food wasn't really French, but we just pretended and put like twinkle lights on the table and some candles. That's all you need.
Oh my God. Was it fun?
It was really fun. It just kind of changed up the pace of like sitting in, just going to a different room and eating in there. It was like, oh, it's kind of like we're going in a restaurant or something.
Oh my God. Okay. So that's literally what we were talking about doing. I'm like, hey, we should really like use our living room this weekend because we never go yes. there and do something like maybe have a quarantini in there.
You should do it.
Yeah.
Pretend you're in a cocktail lounge.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put on like a swanky cocktail dress. Actually, that sounds terrible. I'm super used to nothing with a waistband. Like at this point, if anything even looks at me funny in my closet, I'm going to like ginsu it.
That's how I feel. I wore jeans one day. I was like, you know what? I need to wear real clothes. And I was like, why?
Why would you? Why? Is your body like, hey, you know what sounds good today? Torture by blue jean. No.
Hey, you got any zippers or buttons?
Hey, what do you, got any tight waistbands that you can't sit down in? What do you have? Hey, do you have anything with maybe sequins on it that could cut into your arms under your armpits? No.
No, absolutely the thing I
did
not.
To be shiny in public. God.
It's not worth it.
Sacrificial. Like when you know when you take off a tight dress with sequins on and you go home and there are just like war wounds underneath your arms and your waistband.
All those indentions.
It's terrible. I'm like, this is what women do to ourselves just to sparkle in public.
Seriously, the stuff be a better we way. Do.
I'm going back to glitter. That's just like, maybe I'll just wear glitter.
It's a lot easier.
Yeah, it's so much easier. Okay, so life's good over there while it's also just, you know, dropping in and functioning. What's the projection? You guys going to stay there through April?
I think we'll be here through April and okay. then get back when we can actually move around our neighborhood a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I totally get it. Today
we're in a weird part of town.
And now whenever you go out, you do have to wear a mask. So even on walks, that was put out today. So
gotcha.
Yeah. So you get to be outside without a mask on, which is probably really nice.
It is really nice. But yeah. I'm glad you guys are staying safe and wearing masks and just being the great people you are.
Yeah. You know, that's the tough part, being a great person. So that's where I'm really struggling. Like it comes real, real easy to me to be a, a bad maskless person. So
me too. Being a bad person is a lot easier than being a good one.
It really is. I think that whole Adam and Eve thing really screwed us over. but we'll figure it out. We'll all find out in the end where we fall. So we'll be okay. I only got like 60 more years to find out. So we're good.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have a quote?
I do. I'm playing it safe today.
I like when you do that. It makes me feel good.
It's so good. This is Maya Angelou. And she said, if you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be.
Oh, ain't that the truth?
Right?
I like when you're not normal. I prefer it. I don't like when you try to be normal. I think it's terrible. It's a terrible version of you.
I think so too, because it's not real.
Yeah, no. I like when you're you more all the time. Okay. So we've got one here from Helen Keller. She's always known for good ones. She says, character cannot be developed in ease and quiet. Only through experience of trial and suffering can the soul be strengthened, ambition inspired, and success achieved. Love that one. And I'm reading you like two or three more quickly.
Can't wait.
Marcus Aurelius says, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this and you will find strength. I thought that was great for quarantining.
So timely.
Ernest Hemingway. This one was an interesting one that I also enjoyed. The world breaks everyone and afterward, some are strong at the broken places. And I love that because I've never really found massive strength without being tested or being criticized or being broken. So I don't know where else to find it. And I was just talking on a podcast yesterday about how I really think this time, this is going to be the time that makes a lot of people. And I don't even care about, you know, saying the other half like makes or breaks a lot of people. I just really believe this will be the time that makes a lot of people and makes them meet their highest selves because you can't escape, like we were saying, from yourself. And also it's like once everything is stripped away, you figure out what's important to you and what you want to do with your life. So I actually think this is a really beautiful time in history when, unfortunately it's coming with people who are sick. That's not obviously what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who will make it through, fall ill, who will just be in this time of everything else falling away and seeing what's important to them.
Oh yeah. I think, we were talking about it. Well, like this morning on my walk, it's really cute because all of the people here, like kids, will write all these motivational quotes on their driveways.
Oh, really?
It's so sweet. And there are also people that'll do like little workouts on their mailboxes. So kids have been like writing like, do 10 squats. You can do it.
Oh my God.
It's so cute.
That is so cute. Think of this for kids. Like if parents take that route of, you know what I mean? Like being like, okay, well, how could we help people today? That is so beautiful. Like, think of how they'll grow up. They'll be like, man, when times are tough, like, how can I help and how can we come together? That's really cool. I hope that people take your little tidbit that you just shared and maybe do that for
themselves. It made my day when I saw those quotes. I should have taken a picture because...
Well, you got time. You know that?
Yeah.
You've got another month to go capture that. I'd love to see it. Tag me in it so I can share it.
Okay, I would love to. I'll do it.
Okay, sounds amazing. Do we have a review? Okay.
Oh yeah, this is so cool. Okay. This review is from Miss Auti, A-U-T-I. Oh man, this is great. She says, quarantine queens. I stumbled upon Earn Your Happy a long time ago, and I will forever be thanking my lucky stars because this podcast always realigns my mind, heart, and soul. Whether it's an interview, a he said, she said, questionably awesome, or just a quickie, I cannot get enough. I want to thank you, Lori, and of course, Evans, for spreading positivity, joy, and light, sending you all the love.
Whoa! That is freaking amazing.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh. I am so grateful. What was her name again?
Miss Audie.
Thank you so much. If you send an email to customer service, we will be sending you something within the next month, whenever it gets there through mail.
Someday.
Things are not clear right now, but thank you for that review. That is freaking amazing. I hope that we brighten your day, continue to brighten your day. And I'm so glad that you stumbled upon Earn Your Happy. Like I picture it like out in a forest and all of a sudden like Earn Your Happy is like it's written on a branch or something that she trips upon.
I think that's exactly what happened.
But that is what was in my head. So that's how it's happening for everybody right now. But it is really cool. I've stumbled upon things in different podcasts like that recently. And it's like, it's so weird how things like that happen. Like I'll be listening to a podcast and it'll be like suggested for you. And I'm like, huh, let me go down this rabbit hole. And then I find something freaking amazing that changes your life forever. And that really makes me wonder, Evans, is it that you found it or was it always meant to find you?
What do you think? That's some wisdom. I think a lot of times things are always right there in front of you. And you just have, sometimes I'll be like, oh, this was always here. Why am I just now accessing this thing? You know what I mean?
Because you weren't ready for it before, or you weren't ready to see it.
Yeah.
It's like maybe Adam was always in front of you. I think of that. I'm like, oh my God, Chris and I went to the same gym. Like I think like 8 years before I met him. Cause I had a small stop in the city for like 3 months when we went to the same gym and then I moved. And I was like, I wonder if you were there. And I just, you know, if I would have met you then, maybe it would have never worked out. Isn't that interesting?
Yes, I just love thinking about stuff like that.
Wasn't ready for it. Hey, do you have any QQs?
Oh yeah, a lot of good QQs. And they are about perseverance, which we're all persevering right now.
We are persevering pioneers right now.
For sure. This one is from @Kylie_Loran. And Kylie asks, how do you keep a level head when everyone around you is feeding into the negativity and distress?
I find that one of those Will Smith haircuts where the top is flat is helpful. And I'm like, look, while all of you are trying to get bangs and fluff back out, I'm level heading this. How do I keep a level head while all those around you are freaking out? Look, self-isolation.
Actually, even more.
Actually, what Evans, what you said, it exactly what you're doing. And it's not that your family's freaking out. It's that you need to get your own energy in the place that it needs to be to better cope with whatever's around you. Because, you know, there are days where Chris's energy is way more frantic than mine, whether it be like he's overwhelmed with the number of people reaching out right now to who need help. And if I don't organize my energy first and like take care of myself and eat healthy food and drink water and feel like my life is in order and like really take those hours in the morning for me, then I will never be able to handle how he feels some days, which is not very often, but it's definitely there. So, and then same for him. If he doesn't take care of himself and his work and like know when like we can approach each other, it's not going to be good, right? So I think that boundaries, number one, Chris and I have had to have a lot of talks about like, okay, if this is, you know, our new version of life, you know, I now know if he's on a busy day, and this is all the time, but especially now, I'm not going to come at him with different things or different things that I'm worried about until we're done. And I know that it's a time when he is more, his energy is more neutral and he's been able to take care of himself. So usually after a walk in the evening, I'm like, hey, is now a good time where I can bring some things up. So it wasn't until we had talks about boundaries. So you might have to be like, hey, here's the deal. I can't talk about this and we can't talk about the news or X, Y, and Z until this time. And here's the 20 minutes that we can or the 30 minutes that we can. Like, I know that sounds crazy to some people and they're like, yeah, but they won't respect my boundaries. Well, then you need to make them respect the boundary by holding up the boundary every single day. This might take the next 30 days, but it's how I think a lot of people are going to learn communication during this time. And a lot of people aren't. They're going to resort to freaking out. But there are ways that you can hold up your end by saying, you know what? I'm going to remove myself from this situation or go up in my room or I'm going to leave this particular area of the home until we learn how to communicate. Or I'm going to keep going for walks or I'm going to keep on closing this door until we learn how to communicate. Like, we can talk, but you can only talk to me in this way and said in a, you know, said, obviously all of this is said with love and trying not to lash out, even though you probably will the first 10 times because none of us are perfect. And let me tell you, it's taken a lot of like lashing out on his end and my end and then saying, I'm sorry, but this is how it makes me feel, or I'm not able to handle it because of X, Y, and Z. So, I think this is also a great one for you to answer, Evans, on like, how do you stay level-headed when maybe people around you aren't feeling their best?
That it's been, I have struggled a lot. I'm not going to lie. I wish I could say everything was perfect, but I have had some really down days and I'm finding that I'm just trying to remind myself that everyone is fearful right now. There's a lot of fear in the world right now and with good reason. So sometimes I'll find myself like really getting snippy or offended with something someone said to me. And it's like, wait a minute. This is coming from like a fearful place. And so I'm trying to take a lot of pauses and trying to be patient with my response and quiet my mind as much as I can. I don't know what the exact trick for it is yet, but maybe just acknowledging that things are at a higher level right now. You know what I mean? Like things are just more intense. And even with something like, and I know a lot of people don't have the luxury because you have kids and there's a bazillion different things to do. But if there's a way you can figure out like, hey, I just need 15 minutes to walk around the house or like step outside on my front porch or sing in the shower. I don't know. Just do something for yourself for a couple of minutes where you can just let out some steam.
It's so good. It's almost like, you know, we're calling it a reset right now because we just built in, we looked at our schedules and we're like, here's the deal. We are rescheduling everything that we can. And so that we can build in like a 3 o'clock reset time because energy gets funky when it's sitting still. So no matter what you're doing, you need like a afternoon reset, like a later afternoon reset because energy really does get stagnant. It's like how a pond will start to get super nasty and full of, you know, disgusting. Help me. I can't think of the words.
Oh, like pond scum stuff?
Yeah.
I don't know. Algae?
Yeah. But what's the word for germs? Like where it's like, oh, that's all. Wow. My brain just went.
What does grow on ponds? Is it not that green algae
fungus.
Stuff?
Fungus. Yes. It's definitely algae. I was just thinking of another word for it. That's like the things that make you sick.
Germs. Oh.
We're editing this out. I can't handle that. I can't think of this word. It's bothering me. When I say we're editing this out, we also don't edit this podcast. So you edit it out with your brain and act as if it never happened. So
yeah, people are yelling at this right now.
Okay. So stagnant energy turns to crap, essentially.
Yes.
So you turn into a big old fungus among us for all of the people in your family. So Chris and I call it a reset time. And like, I've even been like, I'm so sorry. I just need to I'm sorry. I was like that. I just need a reset. Like my energy's real stagnant right now. And it feels like when you were little, right before a temper tantrum, like frustrated. That's how energy for me feels around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. If I don't move and I sit and I work or just sit yes. for too long. Like when you are on like the sixth episode of Maury Povich, that's when it's going to come in for you. It's like, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be mean. It's like when you've had too much coffee and the energy doesn't yes. know where to go. So it goes to the first person. Like it's literally like when Spider-Man shoots a web, that's what you're about to do. You're about to go shoot some nastiness on someone. You need to go move that energy around and get that web out into the world, like out of your system.
Yeah. Write so it call in a journal it, like a reset. Out.
So Evans, when do you need a reset before you turn into your crazy alter ego?
I need one in the morning, and I have been doing an afternoon walk too to like good. Break up the day.
Yep.
And I feel like I need at least 3 a day.
Yeah. Well, maybe you title them your reset walks and people know what's on the other side of them. So they're like, oh, you need a reset.
Yeah. And even if it's 5 minutes, it helps.
It's literally everything.
Yeah.
And if you're not eating very well, not you. But in general, you're like, I'm not. I'm on the cracker and cheese diet right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're noticing happy hours getting earlier and earlier, put a reset there instead and just be like move. I'm literally doing things like the finish line tonight is 6 or 7 o'clock, whether that is for a cocktail or whether that's when we're going to eat or start having snacks or whatever that looks like. Move your finish line a little later and put another reset in, and it's life changing.
Amen.
Do you have another question?
I do. Okay. This is from Tay_Pelletier.
Love her.
Love her. What motivates you and Evans in parentheses to persevere even if in tough times? What's your why? Oh,
this is good. You ready for this one, Evans? Do you want to do something right
yes.
now? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your why? Tell me why we're going to do something. It's called 7 Layers Deep. Dean Graziosi did this and I just talked about it. We're going to find want to find your why, or does this feel too vulnerable?
No, I'm completely in.
Okay, let's do it. We have to go 7 layers deep. So why?
Okay.
Why do you reset every day? Like, okay, what was her question exactly so I can use those words?
Her question was, what motivates you to persevere even in tough times? What's your why?
What motivates you to persevere in tough times, Evans? Like right now, what's motivating you to persevere?
People around me.
Okay.
Like being good for them.
Why is it important for you to be good for the people around you?
Because everyone's struggling and I want to bring some kind of joy.
Why do you want to bring some kind of joy? Why is that important to you in particular to bring some kind of joy?
Because it feels really good and it makes things better.
Why do you need to feel really good and make things better? You as a person. Why?
Me as a person?
Because what will happen if you don't?
I'll get depressed.
And why do you not want to get depressed?
Because that's not a good place to be. And it just feels like I'm a blob and nothing is moving or happening.
So if you feel like if you continue to feel like a blob and not moving and nothing is happening, why is that important to you to not feel that way?
Because I don't know, just because the alternative is so sucky.
Tell me about the alternative.
The alternative is like, are you just going to sit there and be miserable and just let it take over? Or are you going to try to make the most of it and maybe you don't like everything about your situation right now, but there's still something good that can be found.
You have two left. So why in your life, talking about personal things, and you don't need to use names, but why is that important to you that you're not that type of person who's just letting everything be crappy and being the victim and being the blob and depressed? Why? What's the why that keeps you going outside of that?
Oh, like God, why is like
that,
your faith?
Like, why is that important to you that you do that? Yeah, go on. Whatever you want. Whatever comes to you.
I think of God and like nature and the greater good. And I just think that we're put on this earth to bring each other up. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
No, that's exactly how this goes.
People are probably like, who is this person talking out of her ass? I don't know.
Okay. So why is that important that you, like, what motivates you when you are like thinking of being a blob? Because you're just giving me, so what you're giving me right now is you're not giving me, you're giving me surface still. You're on number seven. You're really good at this. So, and I'll tell you what we do. And this is what I did too. We say what feels good and what feels right instead of saying what actually is motivating you. Like maybe you saw, and I'm just using this as an example. This is not the truth. For me, you know, I saw like some of my parental figures blame things and be a victim and believe that life was not in their hands and that they didn't have a decision in it. So for me, my why when I did this was I don't ever want to believe that I don't have control. I don't ever want to blame other people for my circumstances. And I want to show my, like, I want to prove to myself that I'm the person always in charge. And also that I want to let other people know that freedom and being content and fulfilled is in their hands. Like, it's always in our own hands. So when I went seven layers deep, my first five or six were exactly like yours. I was just like, because I don't want to be depressed in a lump. And it was like, why don't you want to be? And I was like, because if I have kids or people around me, I want to prove like that there's, that the choice is yours. Like it's always yours. And that's essentially what you're saying. Like, because it's like you, the alternative, people never get to the alternative. Like who was it that you saw, and you don't have to say, but who was it that you saw that showed you this is exactly what I don't want to be? I want to prove that you are able to make yourself happy and not sit around and be a blob and put the power in other people's hands, you know?
Yeah. I think both my parents went through, they had came from like nothing, and seeing them overcome so many things and rebuild their, like my dad rebuilding his career and my mom, like they got divorced and it was a really hard time, but they both, my mom especially, came out of it a lot better. And I think that's proof, like it doesn't have to, you can go through hard times and still make it out and still make something good come out of it all.
Make something amazing come out of it all. Yeah. For sure. Because you're making amazing things out of your life.
Yeah, I am.
What do you think? Last question, and we'll end it here. Can you see, can you foresee if you're, let's pretend you climbed the Mount Evans Kilimanjaro, and this is your life. You're at the peak of your life and you can see everything from 50,000 feet up.
Okay. Right now that mountain is really soft because Evans is soft right now. She's not a
Evans
hard
is soft. That's totally fine.
She's got some extra carbs.
There is a lot of softness on mountains that you don't see. There's hard parts, but there's also a lot of softness. So there's a lot of mossy parts. So it's just a part of the mountain. It's just a part of it.
Just
what
one part.
Do you see after you've climbed this mountain called quarantine? What story do you think you're going to tell about the strength that came from the softness?
Not worrying so much and slowing down and just kind of letting, letting yourself go to this. I can't phrase this right, but you know how you resist things a lot? And it's just like, hey, instead of resisting, just like be here and let it happen and participate.
wow, like just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like accept it and allow it. Just like let it happen. It's not going to be as bad as you think. And then you can stop resisting the fakeness of what you think is so bad.
Yes.
That is so true. Like we've just realized if like shit hits the fan, you kind of just go to your in-laws' house or you kind of just be quarantined or you kind of just give yourself some time to think or you kind of just turn off social media and it doesn't matter if you posted that day or you kind of just like be. When it all comes down to it, there's always being. And that's just like walking and being with yourself and trying to figure your shit out. And being.
You're going to make it. You're going to make it
through.
You're
going to make it. So thank you for that. That was amazing.
Thank you.
You guys, I'm so grateful for you. And we will come to you next week from, what state are you in again?
I'm in Indiana.
Indiana, that's right. It's kind of all the Midwest to me. You know, when people are like, I'm from the Midwest, or they're like, yeah, but I'm from a part of Indiana, you wouldn't know. I'm like, doesn't matter. It's all the same. From Wisconsin, it's the same thing. I'm like, it's the same exact layout. You look outside your window and you see the same picture. Like we could all get one of those paintings that you just put on the window or those like screen things, you know, and it could just be like, you're in the Midwest.
Exactly.
You throw a few bunnies and deer in there once in a while, you get excited and it's done with. You're like, oh, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else because somewhere else, deer don't go through your yard. Bullshit.
I wouldn't want to live anywhere else.
Yeah. Like, how are you fooling yourself today? I'm just kidding. The Midwest is amazing. And I'm saying how I'm fooling my, like, Midwest people say like, oh, I would never want to live in Los Angeles because it's so busy. And I get it. Yeah. Right. It really is true. It's like,
it's crazy.
Hey, there are crazy trade-offs for both. Like we are a little crazy for living here and we were a little crazy for living there. So pick your flavor of crazy. It's Baskin Robbins. It's unlimited. The only
change it up. Do what you want.
Choose your crazy. I like it. What's your favorite flavor of crazy today?
Oh, goofy crazy.
I'm reverting back to being a child. It's really nuts. Like I'm doing things that I wanted, like I used to always do every day as a child because I had space.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is great. This spaciousness is awesome.
It's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you should do something fun with your family today.
You know what? I think I will. Oh, we're going to watch A League of Their Own tonight.
Oh, I love that movie. You should play charades first though. You should be like, we're doing a 10 minute round. I put stuff in the hat that we're going to be. Go for it. Switch
and
it
just
up.
Do all stuff that I want them to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Be like, monster in-law, put that in there.
Do like all in-law jokes.
All in-law stuff.
They'll be like, what is this?
Be like, do it. You're making me so happy. And put on like a, who is that that runs the circus?
The circus leader? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll put on that outfit.
The ringleader.
Yeah, be like, I'm the ringleader and you're all my puppets. And just have a whip, but whip in front of them at their feet. Don't actually whip them.
I won't.
Okay, that you could get into some trouble for that. But you whip right in front of their feet. Okay, everyone, this is getting too long. So we're going to send you a new podcast next week from a much smarter place. I'm lying.
Yes.
All right.
It will be really good.
All right, until next time. We're signing off. Be questionably awesome. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.